When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Are you experiencing cold or allergy symptoms, or are you looking for a new multivitamin or probiotic? If you are looking for a way to jumpstart your day, we are the store for you. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff can help get you on track for healthier, happier living. The Natural Alternative, open 7 days a week, located at 1213 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles. Stop in or order online today.
Greg King here from your Valley Fresh Market in Atascadero. Around here, community isn't just something we say, it's something we live. When you shop with us, you're choosing real food from local people, supporting the farmers, bakers, and families who make this place home. Next time you're in, let us know what you think. Drop a suggestion in one of our comment boxes and let us know how we can make your shopping experience the best. For the holiday, we are featuring USDA Choice Creekstone Farm Standing Rib Roast, $13.99 a pound. And fresh from the butcher, we have thick cut hardwood smoked bacon, $5.99 a pound. We also have 80% lean ground beef, just $4.99 a pound. In our produce department, we have 5-pound bag russet potatoes, just 79 cents a bag. Sweet blueberries, just $2.99 for a 1-pound package. Also in the produce department, we have 3-pound bag of tangerines, just $2.49 a bag. In our service deli, hot and ready self-serve bar, just $7.99 a pound. Valley Fresh Market is located off Del Rio exit in Atascadero. It's real food from local people. See our ads at valleyfreshmarkets.com.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, December 17th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
Norma Moy of Paso Robles passes away early this week. City of Paso Robles approves changes to food truck regulations. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today, highs in the low 70s. It's 39 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills since 75. And don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. Early Monday morning, Norma Moy passed away at Twin Cities Hospital at 92 years old. She was surrounded by family and died peacefully. Norma Moy was the founder and executive director of the Paso Robles Main Street Association, recognized for its involvement for revitalizing the downtown Paso Robles area. Moy received a certificate of recognition for her 30th anniversary as the executive director of Main Street Association by California State Senator John Laird back in 2022. She was involved in the Pioneer Day Committee, Historical Society board member, and the Chamber of Commerce. The Paso Robles History Museum, the Chamber of Commerce, and other organizations have all issued statements honoring Moy's legacy as a leader and a friend. Moy's son, Vince Vanderlip, issued a statement on behalf of his brother, sister, and extended family. It is with great sadness and heavy hearts we announce the passing of our mother, Norma Moy of Paso Robles. Our mother loved Paso Robles with all her heart, from the day she was born to the day she departed, and you continue to give it back to her more than she could ever imagine. Thank you all so very much. She truly loved you all. The family plans to hold a celebration of life to honor Moy. More details will be provided when they are available. Paso Robles City Council approves changes to food truck regulations. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. The Pasturable City Council, after a lengthy discussion, approved several changes to food truck regulations. Changes were recommended by the ad hoc committee, consisting of council members Chris Bausch and Steve Gregory, after facilitating feedback from the public. Prior to discussing each of the recommendations, council received public comment, some more critical of the recommended changes.
We've had ordinances on the book for some time. And I think what brought all this to a head is that the ordinances were not being enforced. Now we're coming up with new ordinances and requirements for food trucks. I'd like to have an answer sometime. I think we do deserve it. How that's going to be enforced and who's going to be doing the enforcement. We couldn't enforce it before. Are we going to enforce it now? And just to let you know, the cost for a TUP permit is $206, which is another added expense. Thank you very much.
Others responded to discussion regarding the cost of operating a food truck versus a brick-and-mortar store.
There's also cost with having a small vending. These taco trucks, they're not cheap. Some of them can cost up to a house, the same price as buying a house in Paso Robles. So it is cost money also. It's not, they're not doing it for free. They're, you know, they're giving away these food trucks. And especially here in Paso Robles in San Luis Obispo County, in order to get a certain food truck, they are more stringent than they are in other counties in California.
The council approved four recommendations which are effective immediately. These relate to limiting noise generation, limiting accessory furnitures, and regulating space between the public right-of-way. Additionally, temporary use permits will not be granted on private property within 100 feet of the city park, with the exception to special events, such as the New Year's Eve celebration event. Two amendments will need to return as a future agenda item for a zone ordinance. These relate to temporary use permits based on the number of operating days in the city and for events. Council voted unanimously for these changes. The Atascadero Police Department will be holding a DUI checkpoint this Friday, December 19th. The checkpoint will start at 6 p.m. and go through 2 a.m. on Saturday, the 20th. The DUI checkpoint will be held at an undisclosed location chosen based on data showing incidents of impaired driving-related crashes. DUI checkpoints are conducted to promote public safety by taking suspected impaired drivers off the road. The Atascadero Police Department also reminds the public that driving under the influence is not just from alcohol. Driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal, and some prescription medications and over-the-counter drugs may interfere with driving. The City of Paso Robles announced that the road closure scheduled for this week on South River Road has been canceled. The closure will be rescheduled for a later date to be determined. County District Attorney Dan Dow announced that a jury has found 56-year-old Janky Bueno of Paso Robles of San Luis Obispo guilty of felony stalking and violating a restraining order. The DA's office says Bueno and the victim of this case had been dating for about a year and a half, separating in the spring of 2023. However, later that year, Bueno began to follow, harass, and berate the victim, repeatedly showing up at her residence uninvited, following her in public places that she frequented day and night. The victim demanded Bueno leave her alone, but his behavior continued, which included disparaging phone calls, text messages, and social media communication. The victim requested and received a domestic relations restraining order in 2024, which Bueno violated on multiple occasions. He faces a maximum of 3 years in state prison, and his sentencing is scheduled for January 12th. In sports, for the NFL, on Thursday, the Rams will face the Seahawks. Triple header for KPRL on Sunday the 21st. We'll have the Chargers and Cowboys in the morning, then the Raiders and Texans in the afternoon, and finally the Bengals and Dolphins. In the NBA, yesterday, the Knicks beat the Spurs 124-113, winning the NBA Cup. Tonight, the Cavaliers will face the Bulls, and the Grizzlies will go against the Timberwolves. Local News was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:15. California News coming up next.
Before we realize it, we will begin celebrating another new year. At Davis Body Shop, we have taken part in over 50 New Year celebrations, and it started back in 1962. Over these years, our New Year's resolutions have remained the same, giving you impeccable quality workmanship, always giving you a written guarantee, giving you the very best value, and making sure that your experience is as pleasant as possible. And that includes assisting you in getting your insurance paperwork filed properly. Remember, at Davis Body Shop, you get a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Davis Body Shop has two locations, one on El Camino Real, downtown Atascadero, and the other on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet. From the Davis Body Shop family to yours, best wishes for a happy holiday season.
California Headline News. Nick Reiner expected in court for his arraignment on murder charges today. A 32-year-old accused of stabbing his parents, Rob and Michelle Reiner, to death in their Brentwood home over the weekend. LA Police Chief Jim McDonald.
This case is heartbreaking and deeply personal, not only for the Reiner family and their loved ones, but for our entire city. We extend our deepest condolences to all of those who were affected by this tragedy.
Reiner originally expected in court yesterday. That didn't happen because he hadn't been medically cleared to appear. Port of Los Angeles releasing cargo data for the month of November. Executive Director Gene Soroka says it's been a good year.
Even with all the trade uncertainty, we'll finish 2025 north of 10 million TEUs, putting this year firmly in our top three of all time.
The port's seeing a 12% decline from November of last year, but the numbers are on pace with the historical average. Warner Brothers Discovery planning to ask shareholders to reject a hostile takeover bid from Paramount Skydance. Gas prices averaging $4.34 a gallon. Jeff Scott, California News.
With Steel, batteries are included. This holiday season, give a gift that's ready to go right out of the box. For everything from cleaning up the yard to cutting up firewood, Steel tools check off the wish list and knock out the to-do list. And right now, buy select battery tool sets and get a free extra battery. Visit SteelUSA.com for holiday deals and gift ideas. Happy holidays from Steel. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You need someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now you can meet them fast on ZipRecruiter.
Build your team, build it sooner. Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try it for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
Looking for the best golf deal on the Central Coast? The 2026 SLO County Golf Card is here, and it's your ticket to play more golf for less all year long. For only $125, you'll unlock amazing benefits at Dairy Creek, Chalk Mountain, and Morro Bay Golf Course. But hurry, this offer is only on sale through January 1st. With your card, you'll enjoy $15 golf rounds every day after 12 noon, even on weekends at Chalk Mountain Golf Course. Now, through March 31st. And on Tuesdays, you can tee off for just $15 all day long. That's not all. You'll also receive a free round at Chalk Mountain, a free round at Morro Bay, a free nine-hole round at Dairy Creek, and a bonus free round on your birthday. So don't miss your chance to make 2026 your best golf year yet. Visit slocountygolf.com today and grab your Slo County Golf Card before January 1st.
KPRL News continues at 7:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. California Farm Bureau approved changes to the organization's policies last week during a House of Delegates session at the organization's 107th annual meeting in Anaheim. Delegates voted to approve new and updated policies related to issues such as wine import subsidies, abandoned farmland, and immigration enforcement. In total, California Farm Bureau approved 13 new or updated policies, several of which came in response to recent challenges farmers and ranchers have faced. Every year, when we have changes that we want to incorporate, if it's a new issue that's come up, or maybe we're unhappy about a policy that was previously written, we take the time and opportunity to make those changes, said Matthew Veal, a federal policy director for the California Farm Bureau. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms. Traffic is brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the low 70s. North-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows in the mid-40s. East-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow with areas of fog early in the morning. Highs in the upper 60s. East-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy Friday and Saturday, cloudy on Sunday and Monday, continuing into Wednesday and Tuesday, 60% chance of showers on Tuesday and Wednesday. Mid-60s Friday, upper 60s Saturday, low 60s on Sunday, Monday and Tuesday, 61 a week from today. Currently, it is 39 degrees and partly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 722.
Hi, this is Greg King from your Valley Fresh Market. We are happy to be celebrating our first Christmas in Atascadero. Our shelves are full and stocked, ready for your festive parties and family dinners. We wish you and yours a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. From our family to yours, we are Valley Fresh Market.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks open narrowly higher. Warner Brothers Discovery's board has rejected the hostile takeover offer from Paramount Skydance, saying it prefers the existing deal with Netflix. Warner Brothers Discovery shares are down more than 0.5%. Netflix shares up more than 1%. Cheerios parent company General Mills cut prices in the recent quarter. As a result, it made less from its sales, but its quarter held up better than Wall Street was expecting. General Mills shares up nearly 2%. Micron Technology reports earnings after the Wall Street closed today. The stock's up about 2%. Lennar shares opened down more than 4%. The home builder's profit declined from a year ago. Executives say the overall housing market remains challenged. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosella, invested in you.
2025 is wrapping up, and here's the truth. Uncertainty isn't going anywhere. Noble Gold Investments help you protect what you've built with real gold and silver, stuff that holds value when everything else is melting down. This holiday season, the best gift you can give your family? Peace of mind. Don't wait for the next crash to blindside you. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com and get started today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Don't leave the future to chance. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Experience holiday magic at the Central Coast Zoo in Atascadero. This Saturday, Santa Claus will be at the zoo to welcome visitors and deliver gifts to the animals from 10 a.m. till 1 p.m. Holiday magic is fun for the whole family, and all of the events of the day are included with your admission. Holiday magic, this Saturday, 10 to 1 at the Central Coast Zoo in Atascadero. For more info, go to visitatascadero.com.
Are you buying or selling property? Your real estate agent is the key figure in all real estate transactions. We asked Gabby Romo, why choose you?
One of the things is the broker that I'm with, Central Coast Sotheby's International Realty. The name in and of itself, Sotheby's. It's a brokerage that is quality. It's a brokerage that provides value. It's a brokerage that provides clients first. One of the things that separates us from others is we're always there for our client, whether it's a holiday, whether it's 7 p.m., or whether it's 5 a.m. It could be a phone call, it could be a text, it could be an email, letting them know where they're at. We're going to address them first and foremost.
Go with Gabby. Gabby Romo Realty, serving the Central Coast. Gabby, what is the best way to contact you?
Gabby at GabbyRomo.com. G-A-B-Y at G-A-B-Y-R-O-M-O.com.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside, out to Creston, and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
Hey, Rini. Look who's at table 6 again today.
I know. Even without his suit, you can tell who he is. I think he's trying to figure out why Lynn's pies are so good.
But he's been here every day this week.
Well, I don't think he's trying very hard.
Maybe we should just tell him about your original recipes that use real fruit and just the right touch of real cane sugar.
Never corn syrup.
And that they're handmade right here in Cambria.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, can you see what he's doing now?
Wait, wait, wait. The best part.
Mm. That's real good.
Smart Santas can order Lynn's handmade fruit pies and food gifts to be shipped anywhere in California and the United States by phone and at lynnsfruitbin.com. You can find Lynn's handmade pies at your local Central Coast grocery store and the Costco freezer section to bake at home for Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Oh, that's real good.
It's Lynn's.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
Have you considered selling scrap gold or silver? Need some advice on strategies to buy gold? Midstate Precious Metals is here to serve you. Ron is a veteran, and his family-owned business is in Atascadero across the parking lot from the movie theater. Midstate Precious Metals is a reputable, certified dealer and can walk you through the process of selling coin collections or scrap jewelry. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. Stop in anytime just to chat. Midstate Precious Metals, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com, freedom of speech. Brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental. They are your Honda power equipment dealer. In Atascadero, 238-5775, which you can text that number as well. 238-KPRL to join us on the Wednesday edition on The Right Choice.
I heard the doorbell ringing as the clock was striking 3. I thought, can that be Santa Claus since this is Christmas Eve? I hurried to the door to find out what was going on. And there you stood, smiling, telling me that you'd come home. It's gonna be
one happy Christmas.
Coming up this afternoon, Erica in for Karen. She'll be back tomorrow, and they'll be talking about the Bruce Gibson bringing his wife and favorite candidate to work in his office there at the Board of Supervisors. All right, you know how it's supposed to work. Change the subject at any time, and just about everything is open for discussion. Let's see here. I got another one regarding the food trucks. Okay. What is wrong with government? They add rules and regulations they can't enforce, and they know it. But they get the money for the rules, knowing that they can't enforce it, but they don't care. It's only about the money. Well, as I've been telling you about for a few weeks now, this book, Extortion, explains all that. It's a lot to grasp. I had to stop reading it for a couple of days because my head couldn't get wrapped around all the numbers that are attached to different people in politics and the bills and how it's manipulated to get more money from corporations or industries that the government essentially is making threats to attack, although they're not the same threats as I make reference to. The mafia, they are just kind of like, yeah, you better give some money to this or I'm voting against it. It's quite disgusting, but that's government. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. Good morning, Christopher. So following the money, so yesterday, John Pashon was the only one that voted to not fund the study for the Salinas Reservoir, which is Margarita Lake, because just like you're saying right now, with not being able to manage something but still take the funds, they're going to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars for a study on a project that they can't complete or build.
Well, so what you're saying is business as usual.
Yeah, so, you need at least $100 million for the Army Corps to retrofit, earthquake, and finish the reservoir that they never completed 76 years ago. And we're still getting some documents now on the water deliveries to the city of San Luis from that reservoir. And what they actually pay, they pay some maintenance costs and some operation costs, but they don't pay. They've never paid for any of the water.
You know what, Greg? I just thought of something on the dam that was built, for Camp San Luis, and they did that, I think, in about 3 to 6 months, if I'm not mistaken. It was an amazing project. How quickly did that, which was not uncommon during, for war purposes. But here's my question. In all that time, in the 70-something years that's been there, have they had to have more maintenance done on that or the work done recently out here on Nacimiento?
There's maintenance things, and I don't know how big of operations they are. I just got some documents last night that shows, like, there's road maintenance, there's access things. I'm sure there's some.
Well, I'm talking about the cracks that we've had here in the last couple of years after the big repair and so forth. And I guess what I'm getting at is I'm wondering if something built that many years ago has had to have as much maintenance or replacements and so forth as opposed to the newer one.
Yeah, I mean, some of the service roads have had to been
I'm not
repaired
talking
now.
About I'm not talking about the roads. I'm talking about the dam itself.
Yeah, so the dam itself, and this particular dam is an earthen dam. So I don't know how much concrete is involved in an earthen compared to, let's say, Nacimiento, or Boulder Dam. That's a giant concrete wall blocking a canyon. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what they would have to go to. There was originally some gates that they took to a different dam facility when they didn't complete this one here, and so they don't have the gates to complete it to the full design that was designed way back in 49 or 47 whenever they did it. So I don't know what normal repairs you can do on an earthen dam. Obviously, I don't know what you could do on the underwater part. I don't know if it needs to be dredged once in a while. I don't, there's lots of other things that I'm sure that the people that operate or maintain it have to do that we don't know about.
Yeah. Well, I was just curious because I often wonder in the, in the recent years, is some of the quality of work the same as it was? I mean, you would think so.
I think the quality of work. I mean, look at some of the things that were built and how. I mean, everything takes maintenance and you have to, you know, check on it. But I think we had awesome quality of work way back when with these guys, and they didn't even have the same types of equipment that we have now. I couldn't even imagine some of the things that they did without the equipment and the availability of what we had to do construction in today's world.
You mentioned the dam, and there were, you know, quite a few tragedies that took place, just like there was with many of the structures, you know, that have been around for a long time because of the safety standards, and also the lack of equipment. But also there were some people who had contracts with the government who really didn't care about the workers.
Yeah. Hey, the other thing that was on there, that 700-something thousand that was taken from new home buildings to use for retrofitting other people's houses to bring water-saving things up. So they're transfer that money. So they're going to use that money, it looks like, to subsidize people to fallow their land.
That's up to the landowner. Shouldn't be up to the taxpayers.
Yeah, it's just a manipulation of money. You got the three walnut shells and the pea, and they just keep moving it around. They don't have stuff in their budget, so they're going to try to manipulate money to pay for things, claiming it's administrative costs. There's a groundwater sustainability agency meeting tonight for the Atascadero subbasin that's in Templeton at 4 p.m. So I'll be the first time I went to theirs. I want to go there and see what their whole setup is, and because you got a lot of the same players. You got Paso Robles, the county. In this case, you have Templeton, besides Atascadero Water Mutual. The city of Atascadero is represented there, but the city of Atascadero doesn't provide the water. Atascadero Water Mutual provides the water. But they were considered a low-priority basin for management reasons, but some of the main things that cause you to be a higher-priority basin are degradation of water and stuff like that, where they have PFAS contamination in their water delivery. So I'm curious how things over there, over 10 years ago, they were 95% of their safe yield, which means there was only a little bit left before they were maxed out. And there's been thousands of acres of vineyards planted over there. There's been a lot more construction in the last 10 to 15 years over there. So I'm just curious on what, and four of those entities are in the Nacimiento Pipeline Group, and all four of those entities or three of those entities are defendants in the lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and the county has dropped out of this last hearing, this last trial that's going to happen over the Quiet Title lawsuit. So now there's just San Miguel and Paso Robles.
Right.
That want to claim that they have Pueblo rights from the Spanish from 175 years ago. So
we'll see. All right. Well, appreciate it as always.
All right. You guys take care.
Okay. 238-577-5238-KPRL on this Wednesday edition here. On the right choice, we had someone do call back. In the meantime, very little laughter, but here goes. See if you can follow this one, but we'll follow it after we go to the phone line. Hi, good morning.
Hey, Kevin George. This is Kevin George. This is Linda George. I just want to do a quick second for you. The food truck ordinances, okay, I've always been heavily involved in that. Back in the last year or so, the city received a grant to overhaul all their ordinances. That included the food truck ordinances. In about April is
Linda, hold on a second.
Sure.
If memory serves me, aren't cities required to do that X amount of years? And if that's the case, why would they need grant money to do something that they're supposed to do by law?
I don't disagree with that comment. I don't disagree. I mean, it is our taxpayer money. You know, when I think about these grants overall, it is kind of double pain, you know, for them to do the same job that they're tasked to do.
Right. So, so I guess the other part of the question would be, then why haven't they done it?
Well, that goes into my rant about BBK and having a very solid attorney who should be directing them, because when it comes to policy and laws and rules and regulations and ordinances, I have always contended that the city attorney should be heavily involved in those. So, you know, I have all this time for the last 3 to 4 years blamed the lack of good legal advice to the staff. And I have said that before at council meetings. And so it's a little frustrating. At first, I wasn't totally on board about grants. You know, it's still a very odd concept to me that there would be an extra bucket of tax money that people can get to. And we celebrate these, though, here. So anyhow, they did do that. And in April, the police department started enforcing. That's why there were 40-something complaints all at once. Chief Nort indicated that he was actually trying to educate, not necessarily cite. That created the complaints back to the council. I have to be honest, I was a little puzzled by what Bill Salyer was saying, because I think from April to now, that proves that the city's ready to enforce if we got 41 complaints. So the ad hoc committee, and my experience with it, was to solidify the ordinances just for food trucks. That doesn't include food carts. That doesn't include anything else. So for me, I felt like it was a very forward thinking of the city to just collaborate with the very owners and at least create a foundation. So now, at this point, we're right-sided once we start continuing to fix these ordinances. But I'll always blame Liz Hall.
Okay.
You know, I think...
So you're saying that these new rules or regulations, whatever you want to call them, that the city's going to be able to enforce them?
Well, okay, so here's one of the key things. And I think people are most concerned about health, safety... generators seem to be the key complaints from the citizens, the community. But Fire Marshal Patty in this county, they have decided to welcome food trucks as a whole into the entire county. So the fire marshals, they're going to take over the health and safety, whether they create a medallion program. It is very under wraps right now. That won't be revealed. So the public health safety person that operate or handles food trucks, I've spoken with her. She has no problem pulling one that's not from us or here. Okay, so I think that it's going to take 6 months for the enforcement to start once it's all in place. So what they passed last night, or what they said, there are some of those things they agreed to do immediately, like decreasing the ability, or the limiting, I should say, the how many chairs and canopies. So I didn't say anything last night because I was just a little puzzled by Bill Saylor saying that it can't be enforced. At the same time, he's complaining about 40 complaints. I call that enforcement.
Well, what... was there a consistency with what the complaints were?
Mostly generator nuisance. I don't remember them giving a very clear picture because we were more thinking about how to fix it as opposed to what didn't work. Obviously, just slapping down some ordinances and asking people to follow them or enforce them, I'm sorry, like the PD did, okay, that doesn't work, and that's what the city learned. It doesn't work. You just can't make a bunch of rules and laws and not tell anybody and then go give them tickets over it. That's what this is.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping that the fire life safety in the county is creating a countywide enforcement. And I tell you, Fire Marshal Patty, I would not mess with that guy. If he says jump, I'm gonna say how high. Because I've seen him work. He doesn't play around when it comes to, you know, fire safety and nuisance or anything like that. The one thing that everybody complained about was requiring or wanting to require acoustic panels over the generators. Those are like $300 or $400. And so that's where the city sometimes, I think, shouldn't get into the weeds with people. But if you don't have a specific quiet generator, you may be required to put acoustic panels over it. And that's just an added expense. The TUP, it's all added expenses. It really is. And for me, that makes a person want to follow the rules. So maybe I'm wrong. I mean, I love Chris. I understand he's a rule follower. I was the same way when I grew up. I would rather go to school and learn and do something productive. So I think in this world, in this situation, I think the city's on the right track. And if they don't enforce it, then we have that mechanism to go back to the council and say, all these tickets or citations are just unjust or we want to appeal. And I think that's the step that probably would need to be in there, is the ability for these, if they get cited, to appeal those citations or tickets.
Okay, so what is the reference and what's it for? The $206 is, what is that for?
I think that's how much the TUP is, the permit's going to cost.
Now, but don't these people have permits and licenses already?
Correct. And that's what they talked about last night. They said, okay, well, you know, Bill Saylor's right about that. We might need to stop the duplication. But we have to, at this point, we have to wait for the fire life safety of the county to come up with their enforcement plan. And they're working on it diligently.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I think it'll be okay in the end. It's a good thing to work together. And the one thing about that slow cog measure, 30 years. No sunset.
Yeah, that's dangerous.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. All right, have a great day, guys.
Okay, thank you, and thanks for the help, Linda. Appreciate it. All right, before we go to break, I won't leave you lingering with curiosity on this yuck for today. So here it is. A duck, a skunk, and a deer went out to dinner at a restaurant one night. When it came time to pay, the skunk didn't have a cent. Their deer didn't have a buck, so they put the meal on the duck's bill.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The Pasturable City Council, after a lengthy discussion, approved several changes to food truck regulations. Four are effective immediately: limiting noise generation, accessory furnitures, space between the public right-of-way, and temporary use permits not being granted on private property within 100 feet of the city park. Council voted unanimously for the changes. County District Attorney Dan Dow announced that a jury found 56-year-old Janky Bueno of Paso Robles guilty of felony stalking and violating restraining orders. Bueno began to follow, harass, berate, and show up uninvited at the residence of an ex-partner. The victim demanded Bueno leave her alone and filed a restraining order after his behavior continued, which Bueno violated on multiple occasions. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today, highs in the low 70s, it's 40 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Providence, Rhode Island police released enhanced video of a person of interest in Saturday's Brown University shooting.
The person of interest is seen wearing a satchel in some images, but in others he is not. They have no information about how old he is and nothing to suggest that this is a Brown University student or staff member. Investigators admit they have a lot more area to canvas. Some businesses and residents say it wasn't until yesterday that investigators knocked on their door for information.
Fox's Brian Yenis. The first funerals are today for victims of Sunday's shooting at Bondi Beach in Australia. The surviving gunman's charged with 15 murder counts.
The footbridge where the two shooters operated from, they fired downhill at about 50 yards, attacking a group of Jews gathered for the Hanukkah celebration right on this iconic beach.
Fox's Steve Harrigan. America's listening to Fox News.
The
Spirit of Paso Robles restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family. Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles restaurant located in the River Oaks neighborhood, right in the middle of the golf course.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
Merry Christmas to all.
Merry Christmas from G. Weeman Instruction.
We hope you have a Christmas miracle
for a fresh new year.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune up, repair, or replacement. Get it done by the pros. Well, kind of the usual, some clouds and fog in certain areas this morning, then mostly, I guess you could say mostly sunny. Low 70s, partly cloudy this evening with more clouds and some fog overnight. Again, be careful. Low should be in the mid-40s on your Thursday morning, and then upper 60s with clouds and sunshine. Mid-60s on Friday, Saturday some clouds, upper 60s, maybe some AM showers, only a 25% chance on Sunday. Monday, pretty much the same, and then Tuesday, a 50% chance of rain, low 60s, and about a 55% chance next Wednesday, low 60s. That would be Christmas Eve, if you're keeping track. Today's UV index will be 1. Up and down we go, and let's see, 7:07 a.m., 4:52 p.m., it's 41. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com. Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles and the beautiful River Oaks community. Outstanding meals at great prices. All right, blood donors vital to helping patients through the holiday season. And coming up in Paso Robles, if you'd like to help out on Tuesday, the 23rd at the La Quinta Inn, 9 till 1. Again, that's this coming Tuesday. And then Saturday, the 27th at the Home Depot in Atascadero, 11 till 2, so vitally important, and as it has been since the COVID nonsense, that you consider giving blood during the season or any time of the year. It's well appreciated. Again, coming up in Paso Robles on the 23rd and Sunday the 27th in Atascadero. Also here in Paso Robles, if you have some stuff, unused jewelry, or things along those lines that you would like to help donate to the Paso Robles Senior Center as you clean out for the end of the year, make sure that you consider the Paso Robles Senior Center over there on Scott Street. Again, they thank you in advance. Community Calendar brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. On Wednesday through Sunday, they've got dinner for you. They've got brunch on the weekends, and of course, they serve lunch every single day. All right, let's see what time we have here. 7 minutes, 6.5 minutes away from 8.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. Well, you still got a week to do it. So do it. Get it done. Local celebrities on this Wednesday, let's see here, Laura Green, Melody, Marlene Shinazi, that's close enough, Nolan Perry is having a birthday, Lynn Frula, Larissa Lopez, Keith Ahrens, Harold Boger, Bob Harper, we have Sammy Loring, Ken and Lindsay Vandergon, and Shelley and Doug Purdom. Happy birthday and happy anniversary on my right-hand side. Let's see. This list today didn't really light me up. As a kid, had to watch the guy. He put the Santa's hat on and lead the Boston Pops, especially for Sleigh Ride. Arthur Fiedler. 1894, 1979, Erskine Caldwell, Tobacco Road, 1903, 1987. Who else do we have on the list? That's a very good... Oh, from the Andy Griffith Show. Hey, Andy. Hey, Gober. George Lindsay, 1928, 2012. Has anybody here seen My Sweet Thing? I got a notion she'll be headed this great country song. Country singer and writer, Nat Stuckey, 1933, 1988. Tommy Steele, the singer, 1936. From the Neville Brothers, Art Neville, 1937. 2019, infielder Leo Cardenas, 1938. Olympic gold medalist, 800 meters in 60 and 64. And 1500 as well. Peter Snell, 1938, 2019. Oh man, this guy could sing. With the Temptations, Eddie Kendricks, 1939, 1992. Paul Butterfield, 1942, 1987. Also on the list, we have Bernard Hill. You would remember him. He was a character actor. 1944. Onward we go to Russ Washington, a lineman, played with the Chargers. 1946, 2021. Oh, man, this guy could sing. Boy, what a voice. Paul Rogers, 1949. Linebacker with the Broncos, Joe Rizzo, 1950. Barry Livingston from My Three Sons, 1953. Onward from REM, the bass player, Mike Mills, 1958. One of the legendary high school basketball players out of New York of all time. His brother was Bernard. This is Albert King. He was born in 1959. Let's see here. Onward we go here. Looking at this list here today, I tell you, it doesn't really... Oh, Manny Pacquiao, the boxer, 1978. Chaz Utley, the second baseman, he may get consideration someday for the Hall of Fame, 1978. Cedric Wilson, wide receiver, played with the Niners and others out of the University of Tennessee, 1978. Jamie Foxworth, 1979. And Nat Wolff, the actor and songwriter, 1994. All righty, passing away on this day. Let's see here. The list does not want to stay with me on this page some days. I don't know why. Oh, Mr. the Hemlock Heimlich maneuver, he died in 2016. Penny Marshall passed away in 2018. She was married to Rob Reiner way back when. 2018, the pollster Lewis Harris, 2016. And Captain Beefheart passed away in 2010. And let's see here. One of the older sister of Weezer and the Little Rascals, Marianne Jackson, she passed away in 2003. The Arizona Cowboy, Rex Allen, his son turned out to be a singing guy too. Rex died in 1999. Grover Washington Jr., 1999. Dana Andrews, he was a pretty good actor. He died in 1992. Thomas Mitchell, oh yeah, you remember him from Stagecoach and Gone with the Wind and a whole bunch of others. He died in 1962. Simon Bolivar passed away in 1830, is known as the Liberator, and I believe that is it. Yep. All right, going to the top of the list today, I told you he was considered one of the greatest high school players of all time. Matter of fact, his senior year, he was ranked higher than Magic Johnson. Well, Albert, the legend out of Brooklyn, New York, he went down to Maryland, and he was ACC Player of the Year. He's on the ACC 50th anniversary all-time team as one of the greatest in the history. Drafted in the first round by the Nets way back in 1981, 10th overall, Albert King goes to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. The Paso Robles City Council, after a lengthy discussion, approved several changes to food truck regulations in its meeting yesterday. Four are effective immediately, limiting noise generation, accessory furnitures, space between the public right-of-way, and temporary use permits not being granted on private property within 100 feet of the city park. Atascadero Police will be holding a DUI checkpoint this Friday, December 19th at an undisclosed location starting at 6 p.m. and going through 2 a.m. on Saturday, December 20th. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today, highs in the low 70s, it's 41 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
Never had the impact in the pros as he did in obviously high school and in college, but he had a pretty decent career. 9 years he played, averaged almost 13 points a game, but he was smart with his money because following his retirement, he owned quite a few Wendy's restaurants. So, all right, one more to go. This hour brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2 KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.